they requested the Ministry of Community and Cultural Affairs, which is the one who's handling the Palau Games, is organizing the Palau Games and the Palau National Committee. But apparently it was shut down because I think the president is saying we can't stop the games just because of the dengue or the drought. You know, life should go on and we cannot stop a tradition just because of cases of dengue. Life goes on, cannot even fear.
Do you know what sparked the objection, though, from the governors? Because clearly the situation wouldn't get any worse, you wouldn't have thought, by having these games, because that's not the way that dengue is spread. And as far as the drought is concerned, it's more about what might happen rather than what is happening, isn't it?
That's true, because dengue cannot be transmitted from human to human. And I think there's still some cases of dengue, but the awareness and education campaign has ramped up and people have been cleaning. And I've heard that some properties are being required to clean their places or they will get fined, especially properties which has construction ongoing.
So in the end, those governors, I think it was 14 out of 16 who were opposed to the games taking place, have they just accepted the situation or are they still voicing their unhappiness about it?
I think they accepted the situation. I don't know whether there will be less attendance, but so far with the athletics, almost all states are represented. So probably the plea or the request of it being postponed, it did not really muster any support from the public.
Does there tend to be one or two states that have dominated over the years, or do the winning states change on a pretty regular basis?
Koror State has always dominated. Koror was the champion last year. Most of the time, it's always Koror. Koror is the biggest state. Most of the population lives in Koror. There's a medal tally, and they're very much ahead.
And some very young competitors, particularly in the swimming. And I gather you might have a bit of a personal interest in the swimming.
The youngest athlete is 5 years old, which happens to be my daughter. So she's going to be in the swimming event. The swimming category has actually a category of under 9. And my daughter, she will be competing in 25 meters, breaststroke, butterfly, freestyle, and a relay.
So obviously the motto in Palau is get them while they're young.
Yes. And, you know, the swimming association in Palau is very active. Every month they conduct a learn to swim. Everyone is welcome. And the swimmers who competed in the Olympics are helping out, train the young kids. And they have this very active program. And I know that those Palauans competing in the Olympic Games came from the Learn to Swim event themselves.